You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
And welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in tonight. A little bit of a late start after the Billikens game. I will tell you, as a proud graduate of St. Louis University School of Law, I was a little disappointed by the outcome tonight, but that's okay. We shall endeavor to persevere, and I'm glad you're up late with us tonight. We'll be on until 10 o'clock tonight, and I've got lots of things on the docket this evening to discuss. Just a few of the things we're going to talk about this evening. A California new law that would require cars to be equipped with speed limit devices. A new California law. There's a California theme here. Which, when I was a kid, I always thought that California was like the cereal state because it was full of flakes, nuts, and fruits. Anyway, that's beside the point. In any event, we're going to talk about this new California law that requires stores to carry gender-neutral toys, school district lawsuits, dogs and cats living together. We got all kinds of things to talk about this evening. And I am glad that you are with us. As you've listened to my show before, you know that the phone lines are always open, 314-436-7900, call or text. And we're going to have an interview in the 9 o'clock hour, but my goodness, that's a long, long way off. So there's plenty of time to hear what's on your mind this evening. St. Louis would love to hear it. Today is National Beer Can Day. Which I only mention that because when I was a kid, I had a beer can collection. I thought it was kind of cool. I had some old cans. I don't know where they are now. They probably went back into some landfill where I got them from. But at least for adults, I think that the thing about this, you're an adult. You might enjoy an adult beverage. Do you appreciate rather the beer can, or you simply appreciate what the beer can holds? I mean, that's a very, very important distinction. So I'm not going to spend any time on that, but I do want to mention that today is also National Compliment Day, and I want to bring in producer extraordinary Matt Pajeski. Matt, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Brad.
Missed you last week.
Well, thank you. But, I missed you too.
But, you know, we hung in there. But I wanted to ask you, since today is National Compliment Day, what's the best compliment you've ever received?
Brad, it's hard to talk about a compliment to yourself without bragging about I guess, your own accomplishments. It's hard to sound, or hard to not sound braggadocious, but I think the nicest compliment I received came from Hancock and Kelly.
Yep.
Probably on this very show, on this very time slot on a Monday night when they do Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. I think they had some extra time, and maybe they were running out of things to talk about. Maybe that's why I was the subject of conversation for the remaining few minutes of the show. But they just, I can't remember anything specific, but they just complimented my work ethic and the kind of like production I put into the show. And I do remember them saying that I could be the next Chris Myhill.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very high compliment. He has spent over 40 plus years in radio, and
he's a legend.
Is a KMOX legend and is no longer working in radio, but that was a very high compliment. I was very appreciative of that.
Yeah, Chris, every time I talk to Chris, probably he and I will swap texts about every couple of months, and he loves to say that he lured me into this high earning area of AM talk radio.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, that's the case. That's the ticket.
I picked his brain multiple times just throughout the years, like, especially when I first started here, which is only 3 years ago. But I would text him and call him up on the phone, mm-hmm. and kind of ask for advice. And back then I was only a part-timer. I really wanted to be full-time. And he was kind of the KMOX producer guru. So I definitely picked his brain for all my producer questions, and very, very glad for the mentorship he lended me.
Yeah. So, but why? Let me get back to the compliment, because I think this is interesting from a human relationship perspective. Why is it that compliment meant so much to you?
I think it's because it came from two people who I really admire and respect and love working with. And it also is a sort of reward for hard work that you've put in. I've put in 40 plus hours a week at KMOX here. And to know that hard work doesn't go unnoticed and that it gets, noticed by your comrades is a pretty special feeling.
It is. And so I wasn't asking you just as an opportunity to brag on yourself. You don't need that. You got lots of things you can brag about. But about how compliments impact us. And what's interesting is, and if you have what I shall call a very strong bovine excrement meter, you'll know that sometimes, I think all those words pass FCC muster, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I saw your hand going like towards the dump button. I did see that. But when someone's giving you a false compliment, you kind of know when that happens, don't you?
I do. And it's usually followed by the way,
yeah.
Could borrow $10, Brad. Can I do that?
Exactly.
Could sure use a ride down to the restaurant, whatever, later on tonight. By the way, that sweater looks great on you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
There's an ulterior motive.
Exactly. And we kind of know when that is. And what's interesting is about the Hancock and Kelly compliment, they weren't seeking anything in return.
No.
They weren't trying to butter you up for something. They weren't trying to steal your dinner because they hadn't eaten before they came into the studio. None of those things. They were just recognizing that your talent, your skill, and they were just recognizing it. And aren't those the best kinds of compliments?
Those are the best, and I can just reciprocate that compliment right back to those guys, because I respect them a whole lot, and they bring a lot to the show and a lot to the station as well.
They absolutely do. They do. So I just thought it was interesting that today's National Compliment Day, not so much that we should go around complimenting people with false bravado, but just to recognize, number one, if you can think of the best compliment that you ever received, chances are it falls into that same category that Matt Pajeski just described, which was recognizing an accomplishment, but it wasn't done in a way to butter you up for some ulterior motive. I know that's the case with me, and it's probably the case with you as well. If you've got a favorite compliment that you would like to share, again, just to talk about how that compliment impacts you from an emotional level, give us a call. Text in either one, 314-436-7900. We've already gotten several texts that have come in. Thank you very much. One, I'm not really sure what it means. Somebody texted in and said Benny Hill had the finest ladies. Not really sure what that's talking about, but I'm sure that means something to you. but several compliments recognizing the have a point lead in. So thank you very much. And also someone else texted in talking about how that even though they don't drink beer, that they enjoy the decor and advertising of the of all of the beer brands through the years. And this person mentioned that the Hams beer cans. Now, when I was a kid, I collected, again, beer cans, but Hams always had very interesting artwork, just very colorful. They were usually wildlife scenes, and it was art that you wouldn't expect. Now, I'm just wondering, if you put it on a beer can, after about six of those, are you really noticing the artwork on the can? I'm guessing not, but they were very interesting nonetheless. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and coming back after the break, we're going to talk about some of these new California laws. You may say, I don't care, I don't live in California, but how much does California impact the rest of our country in terms of trends, ideas, leading the country in areas that we don't want to go? All of those things apply. So we need to watch and see what California is doing. Brad Young, at your service, KMOX. Don't go away.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, that's the hallmark of a great producer. Hearing the topics, matching the bumper music. Thank you very much, producer extraordinaire Matt Pajeski. Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of California bills because, and again, if you've listened to this show when I'm hosting at any point in time, I don't argue against personalities. You'll never hear me say, I love Trump, I hate Trump, I love Biden, I hate Biden. It's not about personalities. I'm about ideas, because ideas are what shape culture, not just mindless tribal feuds between people that say you're evil and I'm right, and the other side says, no, you're evil and I'm right. How is that move society forward in any way, shape, form, or manner? It doesn't. It just leads to more tribalism. So this show is about ideas. So although I'm going to be highlighting California, I'm doing this, at least for this segment, to talk about the ideas that are being generated from California and how they could impact us. Because you have to remember that ideas, well, let me back up. We've had the greatest immunological, and I messed up that pronunciation, immunological experiment in the history of the world by going through COVID. And we all got kind of a first year medical school understanding of immunology, because we understand how viruses now jump from person to person, even though that whole 6-foot distancing thing, even Dr. Fauci said last week in an interview that nobody knows where that came from. Somebody just made that up, right? We don't know. It might work. It might not. It could be 10 feet. It could be 20 feet. It could be 2 feet. Nobody knows. But we understand this idea of how a communicable disease can be transferred from one person to another. And I've long held the idea that ideas spread in the same way as disease, because one person infects another person with an idea, and then those people impact their social group, their families. So ideas can spread and promulgate in the same way that COVID does, in the same way that flu does. If you've ever had kids in your household, you know that those kids are basically small germ factories that bring home every disease known to humankind from daycare or school. And they bring them home and give them to you. When my wife and I had kids in daycare or in grade school, we were just sick basically all the time. And we didn't really get better until the kids grew up. And if you are the parent or the grandparent of small children, you understand that concept. But ideas travel much the same way. So here's this idea, and I want to get your input on this, because to me, this is a problematic idea. There's a bill that was just filed in California this week, Monday, I believe, that would require automakers in the state to equip all new vehicles with speed governors, meaning that there would be a device in your car that, due to GPS or because of GPS technology, would always know what the speed limit is wherever you're driving, and that your car could not exceed that speed limit based upon where you're driving. Now, this particular bill would give a 10-mile-an-hour grace period. So if the speed limit is 55, your car would literally not go any faster than 65 miles per hour. Now, I'm going to give you both sides of the argument, because I think it's a clash of ideas, because one side says this. Let me take the argument for the state of California. Listen, 29% of all automobile accidents occur because, at least in some degree, because of speed. Speed impacts 29% of all motor vehicle accidents. So if that's the case, aren't we saving lives? Aren't we reducing property damage? Aren't we going to inherently reduce the injuries that occur from automobile accidents if people are prevented from breaking the law? They're prevented from speeding. And so it's really a health and safety measure. Okay, that's one side. But the other side, and this is the side that I come from, is more of a side of freedom. It doesn't mean that I'm out there advocating that you should be able to drive as fast as you want to drive. Because, listen, I've always had this theory when it comes to speeding, and see if it mirrors the way you think. Imagine you're driving down the highway. In fact, you might be doing that at this very moment. So if you're driving and someone just blows past you, what always comes to mind? That guy's a maniac. Look at him. He's passing me like I'm standing still. And then if you're driving and someone's going much slower than you are, your response is, listen, look at that guy. He's a moron. Look how slow he's driving. So in other words, The distinction between a maniac and a moron is only based upon how fast you like to drive. That's the way we distinguish maniacs from morons, however fast you're driving. So I'm not advocating, again, the breaking of the speed limits, but what I am suggesting is this. How much constraint on freedom do we truly want from our government? In other words, do we want government telling us how fast we can drive our cars? Do we want government telling us what we can or cannot say in school? Do we want governments telling us how to run our businesses, what products we can make, what products we have to sell, or what products that we cannot sell? There's an entire concept of freedom that to me is squelched when you have the government taking every angle possible and saying, we're going to prevent you from doing that, as opposed to saying, you have to be an adult and face the consequences of your actions if you break them. I mean, for example, let me flip it around a different way. In any situation where there is a gun involved in a shooting, any situation, if it's a police officer who fires the gun, what do we think? Well, at least the public media tells us that the police officer is in the wrong because he or she used a gun against someone who was armed, wasn't armed, was breaking the law, was not breaking the law, whatever the facts may be. But the police officer who uses the gun is the one at fault. However, if you look at the litigation that we see in this country, particularly against gun manufacturers and the attempts to put them out of business through litigation, every other shooting isn't the fault of the person who's pulling the trigger. It's the fault of the gun manufacturers for making the gun. So in this instance with the cars, I just don't know if we want to give our government the extent of power to tell you, listen, Mr. Joe Sixpack, you are not even allowed. We're not going to give you the freedom to drive a car faster than what the speed limit says you can go. Because from my perspective, when I'm looking at that speed limit, I have two choices. I can follow the law, or if I choose to break the law, then I have to face the consequences of that decision. And yet, with California, aren't they really removing that decision from you? And that's the part that troubles me. Now, under this bill, certainly emergency vehicles have they have an exemption, and they could be exempt from these things, and that's certainly a good thing. But it gets back to that whole freedom issue. And speaking of freedom, remember, this is the same state when it comes to automobiles that passed a law in 2022, 2 years ago, that mandated that all cars, 100% of all cars sold in the state of California must be zero emission vehicles by 2035. That's 11 years from now, just to put that into perspective. So in 11 years, you will be unable to buy a gasoline-powered car in the state of California. You can make all the same arguments. It's good for the environment, whatever else you want to make about that argument. But at the end of the day, aren't they taking away your freedom to say, you know, I'm afraid that in winter, my car isn't going to start. I'm afraid that if I go visit my kids in Maine, my car is not going to make it, or I'm going to have to park somewhere for 8 hours while I recharge my vehicle. Just give me a regular car. You don't have that choice in California 11 years from now. What do you think? 314-436-7900. I've got some folks texting in. I'm going to respond to those during the break. And then back to you here on At Your Service, KMOX. KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in for this last segment this evening. And then, of course, all the next hour will be with you up until the 10 o'clock hour. Had a lot of great texts tonight. I haven't been able to respond to all of them because I can only type so fast. but I'll get back to all of the texts. Don't you worry. But that's one thing out of California. The other thing I wanted to mention out of California, which again gets to this issue of freedom. That's why I talked earlier about how I'm not just bashing California because they're liberals. I don't do that. I don't label people. I don't label the way people think, act, or what they do, so much as I like to point out the flaws of their ideas. So one of the things I always like to say is, I don't really argue. I'm just explaining to you why I'm right. Okay, that's the way that's going to work. And listen, there's the thing that I love best about doing this show on KMOX is when folks call in and disagree with me. I love that. In fact, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe offering cash prizes to folks who call in and argue with me just because it's that fun. But no, don't call in now. It's not like we're not having a call in line where every third caller that disagrees with me wins. We're not doing that, but we'll look into that for some future promotion. But California is also now starting in 2024. This is not a proposal. This is not a bill. This is not an idea that, oh, I'd like to have this happen. This is law right now in California, has been for 3 weeks, is this. Stores are required to carry gender-neutral toys. So starting in 2024, and I think this really triggers a free speech challenge by companies that are selling products in California. It requires a gender-free or a gender-neutral section where gender-neutral toys are sold, where gender-neutral items are sold, and if the stores do not carry those gender-neutral toys or products, then they can face state fines and or up to including closure of the store. So there's a lot of problems with this, but let's just talk about the practical problem. It's the same practical problem when you have the left saying, we want to guard the public against disinformation. Okay, let's run with that, and then I'll show you how that applies here. The problem with saying we don't want, as the government, we don't want disinformation confusing people. We don't want that to happen. Okay, ostensibly a good idea. But how do you define disinformation? How do you define information that's incorrect? It's easy when you're making a factual statement. The street light is red, the street light is green. That's a binary choice, yes or no. But if you're doing things that are more matters of opinion, then it becomes a problem, just as we saw in the 2020 campaign. For example, we had the FBI telling us that the Hunter Biden laptop was absolutely 100% Russian disinformation. And we had 22 former CIA officials, including CIA directors, that said Hunter Biden laptop is absolutely Russian disinformation. Well, it turns out now that in of itself was disinformation. The Hunter laptop has been proven to be Hunter Biden's, and he's admitted to as such. So when does the protection from disinformation become disinformation itself? We were told initially that there's no way that COVID could come from a lab leak, and now that's the predominant theory. So those are the problems with guarding us against disinformation. So which state officials are going to be charged with going through and saying, you know what, that shade of blue is too blue and it looks too gender specific? I'm sorry, we're going to have to fine you, Acme grocery store, Acme store. We're going to have to do that because it looks too blue. It looks too pink. That character that's on the face of that toy, you know, that looks kind of masculine to me. I'm sorry, we're going to have to fine you for that. What does gender neutral mean? And should people be punished for it, and people and or businesses? But then it raises a larger free speech issue here. For example, remember about there's been several cases up at the Supreme Court. One involved a cake baker. His name was Jack Phillips, who was trying to be forced by the state of Colorado to make cakes for homosexual weddings. And he said, no, that's you're trying to compel my speech. You as the government are forcing me or trying to force me to compel speech. And last time I checked, First Amendment gives me the freedom of speech where I don't have to speak if I don't want to. Government, you cannot compel my speech. Went up to the Supreme Court. He won. In fact, he had to go to the Supreme Court twice because the state of Colorado was so adamant against him that we must control your speech, Mr. Cake Baker. We have to control your speech. He had to go up twice. Then we had the web designer. Exact same issue. You have to design websites for homosexual marriages. No, I don't. Government, you cannot compel my speech. So let's look at this issue with this gender-neutral stores. What happens if you're Hobby Lobby? The main owners of Hobby Lobby are Christians. And in fact, I believe it was in 2014, in the Supreme Court case of Burwell versus Hobby Lobby, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby. And because they refused to cover the contraceptive services under Obamacare. They said, we're not going to do that. That goes against our religious convictions. They had to go to the Supreme Court to get that upheld. So what happens if you're Hobby Lobby now and you say, you know what, I really don't want to have a gender-neutral section. Now the state of California is going to be fining and putting out of business Hobby Lobby or any other company that takes that stance. Because of their choices of speech through the products that they sell. Do we really want the state government mandating that you have to sell certain types of products that have to look a certain type of way? And if they look slightly too masculine or slightly too feminine, I'm sorry, we're going to whack you with higher taxes. I don't think that that comes under the concept or the idea of freedom in any way, shape, form, or manner. So can the state compel that? I say no. But as these types of laws, this is a law now in California, and I promise you, Oregon's going to be looking at this, the state of Washington, perhaps even the state of Illinois, right next door to Missouri, because we know that Illinois is a very liberal state. So should stores in Illinois be forced to have gender-neutral toy section? I don't think so. Hey, we're going to take a break here in just a few seconds. When we come back from this break, we're going to have more topics to discuss. Also, the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to a man named Mark Rice. He's running for Congress in the 8th District in Illinois on the concept of freedom, of strong national defense, and securing Israel's right to exist. More on At Your Service, KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in for this last segment this evening. And then, of course, all the next hour will be with you up until the 10 o'clock hour. Had a lot of great texts tonight. I haven't been able to respond to all of them because I can only type so fast. But I'll get back to all of the texts. Don't you worry. But that's one thing out of California. The other thing I wanted to mention out of California, which, again, gets to this issue of freedom. That's why I talked earlier about how I'm not just bashing California because they're liberals. I don't do that. I don't label people. I don't label the way people think, act, or what they do so much as I like to point out the flaws of their ideas. So one of the things I always like to say is I don't really argue. I'm just explaining to you why I'm right. Okay, that's the way that's going to work. And listen, there's the thing that I love best about doing this show on KMOX is when folks call in and disagree with me. I love that. In fact, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe offering cash prizes to folks who call in and argue with me just because it's that fun. But no, don't call in now. It's not like a we're not having a call in line where every third caller that disagrees with me wins. We're not doing that, but we'll look into that for some future promotion. But California is also now starting in 2024. This is not a proposal. This is not a bill. This is not an idea that, oh, I'd like to have this happen. This is law right now in California, has been for 3 weeks, is this. Stores are required to carry gender-neutral toys. So starting in 2024, and I think this really triggers a free speech challenge by companies that are selling products in California. It requires a gender-free or a gender-neutral section where gender-neutral toys are sold, where gender-neutral items are sold, and if the stores do not carry those gender-neutral toys or products, then they can face state fines and or up to including closure of the store. So there's a lot of problems with this, but let's just talk about the practical problem. It's the same practical problem when you have the left saying, we want to guard the public against disinformation. Okay, let's run with that, and then I'll show you how that applies here. The problem with saying we don't want disinformation confusing people. We don't want that to happen. Okay, ostensibly a good idea. But how do you define disinformation? How do you define information that's incorrect? It's easy when you're making a factual statement. The street light is red, the street light is green. That's a binary choice, yes or no. But if you're doing things that are more matters of opinion, then it becomes a problem, just as we saw in the 2020 campaign. For example, we had the FBI telling us that the Hunter Biden laptop was absolutely 100% Russian disinformation. And we had 22 former CIA officials, including CIA directors, that said Hunter Biden laptop is absolutely Russia disinformation. Well, it turns out now that in of itself was disinformation. The Hunter laptop has been proven to be Hunter Biden's, and he's admitted to as such. So when does the protection from disinformation become disinformation itself? We were told initially that there's no way that COVID could come from a lab leak, and now that's the predominant theory. So those are the problems with guarding us against disinformation. So which state officials are going to be charged with going through and saying, you know what, that shade of blue is too blue and it looks too gender specific? I'm sorry. We're going to have to fine you, Acme grocery store, Acme store. We're going to have to do that because it looks too blue. It looks too pink. That character that's on the face of that toy, you know, that looks kind of masculine to me. I'm sorry. We're going to have to fine you for that. What does gender neutral mean? And should people be punished for it, and people and or businesses? But then it raises a larger free speech issue here. For example, remember about there's been several cases up at the Supreme Court. One involved a cake baker. His name was Jack Phillips, who was trying to be forced by the state of Colorado to make cakes for homosexual weddings. And he said, no, that's you're trying to compel my speech. You as the government are forcing me or trying to force me to compel speech. And last time I checked, First Amendment gives me the freedom of speech where I don't have to speak if I don't want to. Government, you cannot compel my speech. Went up to the Supreme Court, he won. In fact, he had to go to the Supreme Court twice because the state of Colorado was so adamant against him that we must control your speech, Mr. Cake Baker. We have to control your speech. He had to go up twice. Then we had the web designer, exact same issue. You have to design websites for homosexual marriages. No, I don't. Government, you cannot compel my speech. So let's look at this issue with this gender-neutral stores. What happens if you're Hobby Lobby? The main owners of Hobby Lobby are Christians. And in fact, I believe it was in 2014, in the Supreme Court case of Burwell versus Hobby Lobby, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby and because they refused to cover the contraceptive services under Obamacare. They said, we're not going to do that. That goes against our religious convictions. They had to go to the Supreme Court to get that upheld. So what happens if you're Hobby Lobby now and you say, you know what, I really don't want to have a gender-neutral section? Now the state of California is going to be fining and putting out of business Hobby Lobby or any other company that takes that stance because of their choices of speech through the products that they sell. Do we really want the state government mandating that you have to sell certain types of products that have to look a certain type of way? And if they look slightly too masculine or slightly too feminine, I'm sorry, we're going to whack you with higher taxes. I don't think that comes under the concept or the idea of freedom in any way, shape, form, or manner. So can the state compel that? I say no. But as these types of laws, this is a law now in California, and I promise you, Oregon's going to be looking at this, the state of Washington, perhaps even the state of Illinois, right next door to Missouri, because we know that Illinois is a very liberal state. So should stores in Illinois be forced to have gender-neutral toy section? I don't think so. Hey, we're going to take a break here in just a few seconds. When we come back from this break, we're going to have more topics to discuss. Also, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to a man named Mark Rice. He's running for Congress in the 8th District in Illinois on the concept of freedom, of strong national defense, and securing Israel's right to exist. More on At Your Service, KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.